While turning off your sprinklers when it rains seems like an obvious choice, it's not typically the practice of most water users in Park City. At least that's what the numbers from the city have shown previously. In the past, if it rains for a day, use declines slightly for the next day or two by about 12%, then it's back up to normal usage 2 days later. But this year is different. Kyle MacArthur of the city's water department says there's a definite correlation between the rainfall we've received and the use throughout the distribution system. In his 10-plus years with the water department, he says he can never remember such low consumption in July and August, even when it snowed on July 4th. On July 28th, 29th, and 30th, there was significant rainfall, followed by about a 25% decline in usage for the next 5 days straight. Then, as data shows this week, it has rained every day and water usage continues to decline. Park City Water Manager Clint McAfee attributes the change not just to consistent rain, but changes in behavior. He says those changes are due to a few things, and topping the list is the cost of water, which has increased by 12% this year. He says Park City currently has some of the most expensive rates in the western U.S., and the last few years of rate increases, he believes, has captured the attention of a large percentage of users in Park City. He says what this consistent decline in water consumption shows is that high water costs encourage conservation. He thinks the city has reached a critical point where we're moving from an inelastic demand to an elastic demand. That is, demand that was non-responsive to price changes to this year, demand that is very responsive. Also, he credits the new customer portal that notifies customers of odd or erratic water use that could signal something like an undiscovered leak. He says it both increases the awareness to the quantity of water used and the way it's used. It also spurs healthy competition in some users to use less water. Despite recent rains, he feels like customers are becoming much more aware of consumption, and he's satisfied that residents are making a difference in reducing it. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, KPCW News.